What's really interesting about the Earthrise image is that it was completely unplanned and serendipitous. Just as they were coming out from behind the moon to start their fourth passage across the near side of the moon, Frank Borman reoriented the spacecraft. And now for the first time, the spacecraft, instead of having nose down, is pointed nose up. And at this point, no one had planned it. No one had calculated it. The astronauts noticed that there was this sort of bluish fingernail, you know, arch that was suddenly poking up over the lunar surface. And it was Bill Anders, actually, who was the person that first saw this, because his was the only window through which the Earthrise was coming up.
I have the tape. Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah, let's listen to that. Better in their own words.
Right.
And then
right.
I'll comment on that.
Right. So this is the audio from Apollo 8, and I think it's Bill Anders who starts speaking first.
Oh, my God, look at that picture over there. There's the Earth coming up. Wow, isn't that pretty? Hey, don't take that. It's not scheduled. You got a color film, Jim? Hand me a roll of color, quick.
Oh, man, that's
great.
Quick. So I think Bill Anders was quick on his feet in thinking this through, and he was able to capture this image, which utterly transformed each of these men. They were all impressed by the fact that the moon was such a stark contrast to the Earth. You didn't see continents, even. It was just this swirl of blue and white.
Yeah, one thing that strikes me about that moment is there's so much kind of urgency and worry. It sounds like, I mean, they almost missed it, right? They almost didn't get the photo.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't part of their planning at all. The window was actually quite small, and the orientation really had to be just perfect in order to see it. So the reality is that it could have easily been missed.
So in 1968, when that photo hit the newspapers, what was that like? How did people respond?
I think there were two distinct groups. One group were the people that were more the environmentalists, you know, seeing the Earth as a whole and realizing its fragility and all of those kind of things. But they probably weren't the majority. The majority were really more the excitement of technology and the high tech and flying and sort of this covered wagons to the planets mentality.
So what did you see in the photograph? Do you remember the first time you saw it?
I still have the magazine where I first saw that image. Just seeing these astronauts on television and seeing them floating around and knowing that for the first time, you know, they had escaped from orbit around the Earth. I mean, it was really science fiction become fact. But after that, people sort of, you know, lost interest. You know, landing on the moon, once the competition was over and we'd beaten the Soviets, it was kind of like last year's World Series results. And that was just when things were really getting exciting, because now we've seen the Earth not only from the moon, but we've seen it from Mars. We've seen it from Saturn. I think that's another thing that it illustrates, which is that as with the astronauts themselves found out, you know, they had been sent to the moon to study the moon, but what they actually discovered was the Earth. And the reality is that it actually is the artistic aspects of the space program which perhaps has the greatest capacity to change us.
Bill Sheehan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.